First of all, I want to say a huge thank you. Thank you to God. Thank you to one another. Thank you to you for three things. For the faithfulness that you've shown as a people to God and to each other. I think one of the most important elements of God's character is faithfulness. Again and again and again, he calls himself the God of faithfulness, the God of truth. And actually, truth and faithfulness in the scripture go together. So the fact that we're demonstrating together faithfulness is a reflection of the character of God. So thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you also for your support. That's in so many different ways. The time that you've given, the energy that you've given, the sweat, blood and tears some of you have given, the foot, standing on your feet for ages doing stuff, the energy, and particularly for the finance that you've given into this place. Many of you have given faithfully through tithing and offering over many years. And I just want to take that opportunity to say thank you for that. And for the commitment that you've shown to be together, even to come today and to be part of what we're looking to be doing in the future. And as we break open some of those things today, I hope they're not going to be too much a shock, because a lot of them are actually drawing together strands of things that we're already committed to and already happening. But it's kind of giving us a cohesive view of where we're going, so that we can share it with one another, so that we can pray with one another without us all having to go over it over and over again, because we know the ideas that are ahead and what we're pursuing. So that's a start. A big thank you. I'm going to blow your ears apart now, so be warned. I'm going to shout for a moment. But I don't know how many of you remember, a long, long time ago when I was a boy, there was a program on the radio, usually on a Sunday afternoon, about lunchtime, called Billy Cotton's Band Show. If you nod, it shows you're very old, as old as me. But Billy Cotton's Band Show always used to start off with the same thing. And this is where you're going to get, your ears are going to get offended, so be prepared. It went, wakey, wakey! Like that. And they went, da, 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 da. You remember it, don't you? Well, I kind of sense that God is saying that to us. Now, I don't want to give you the impression that we've all been asleep and nothing's been happening. But I just sense that God is calling us to a new sense of purpose and togetherness. And he's crying, wakey, wakey, over us. Like, it's time to go. It's time to move forward. A lot of what we've done over the years we've been together, and rightly so, there's no condemnation in this, but a lot of what we've done in terms of building community and building relationship and building trust together has been about ourselves and has been about us as a church and has been about what we give to one another. But I think that God is really calling us now, as he is calling all of his church. I think this is the important thing we need to see. This is not just saying this to CCE, but I'm hearing this all over Scotland, all over the UK, all over the world. God is saying, church, it's time to engage with others. It's time for the life of Jesus to be seen. Not just the words of Jesus to be heard, because we've been quite good at that actually, but actually the life of Jesus to be seen. And actually what this is all about, and if you like, if there's anything we write over this vision that we're seeking to be, it's to be missional church together. That is, a church that is living for others, that is not just living for our community, for our well-being, it's not just living for our comfort and our enjoyment and our blessing, it's not even just living for our young folks and our children and our old people. Although they're all important, you know I'm saying that. But it is about saying, out there, the people who go in their thousands past the building, the people I work beside, the people I live beside, the people where, if you're not, some of you are not living in the city of Edinburgh, you know, where you are in your communities, is actually living Jesus' life visibly in front of those who are around you. I want to foretell a story today. I want to tell a story in advance, which hopefully will give you an impression and hopefully excite you about this place. But I want not to just link it with this place, this building, this stone box. I want also to cast our hearts beyond this building, because it's so much bigger than this building. As I've said, some of us don't live even within a mile of this building. So actually, it's not just about what happens here. But this is going to become the shop window of what God is doing. This is going to become a place where people will point to and say, that's the kind of thing that Community Church are known for, wherever they're doing it. That's a picture of what's going on. If you are a Doctor Who fan, as I am, I have watched it probably from the first episodes with William Hartnell as Doctor Who. I remember hiding behind the sofa. I was one of those who hid behind the sofa. The Daleks didn't trouble me. I think it was Cybermen or something else got to me. But if I could get that TARDIS and take us all in the TARDIS, I'd like to travel ahead in time and take you, I don't know how many years, could be four, could be seven. I'm not going to say a number of years, but take you a few years ahead and twiddle the knobs and land just in South Clark Street in about 6 or 7 years' time, or 4 years or 5 years. So can you come with me in the TARDIS? All that noise, you know, goes on. That strange noise it makes. And we open the TARDIS door and we step out into South Clark Street in 6 or 7 years' time. And let's go on a tour of the King's Hall in the future. We come out of the TARDIS. The first thing, and by the way, all that I'm going to say now is out of my imagination, all right? I haven't had this from the Lord, it's all right. I haven't had a vision floated down by angels saying this is what is going to happen. This is out of my excitement, and I think out of some others' excitement as well. Some of you will identify with some of the things I'm talking about, others of you will not. That's okay. And some of the things I share with you just now may never happen. That's also okay, but it's just about dreaming of where it might go, and your dreams might be different. The first thing that hits me is colour. Banners. Big banners, plants, verve, vibrancy, something going on. I notice the notice board. The notice board no longer just says, come and meet with us on a Sunday morning. The notice board is full of all kinds of stuff going on. Things that people can come and get involved in. People that can walk in off the street and receive a service here, receive an input here, receive something of life here that isn't necessarily immediately Christian in its first delivery, but comes out of the heart of God in Jesus Christ. I think you get what I'm saying. So our notice board, before you even walk into this place, it's going to be different. It's going to communicate something of, this is for you. This isn't just come and be with us and do our thing. It's going to be about, we want to come and be with you. And then I can smell coffee as I come up the steps. Good coffee. I've just such a vision of the cafe back again, Anne. I just see it there. Every time I walk through those doors, I think, I can see it. See that wall moved back. I can see sofas and people sitting around and people with laptops open. A vibrant, spacious, smiling place. The laptops, by the way, because we'll have Wi-Fi. Have you noticed how many of the cafes around and the pubs around we've got Wi-Fi now, free? So we would be able to have that. Some, maybe from time to time, not necessarily all the time, but from time to time, some live music going on. I don't know, jazz, it could be folk, it could be, you know, all the different kinds of music that you like. Ben was playing me one of his favourite musicians, Joe Mango, isn't her name is. She's got a lovely voice. You know, you just think, wow, imagine her doing a set in a cafe. Donald, you could bring your guitar and maybe your brother would come up and do something with you again, but you can do it on your own as well. We could have all kinds of things happening in the initial coming in. A publicly accessible place. A place where we can reach out, where people can reach in. A kind of crossover point. I could stay on that for a long time, but I haven't got time to. I hope that just sparks you. Then beyond that, this place here where we're sitting, becoming a space a room for all kinds of things. I've put the word community education here. Now that might immediately give you heebie-jeebies, because you might think, well, community education, that's something that Lothian Regent, that shows how old I am, doesn't it? The City of Edinburgh does every year, and they do all those classes and everything, and you turn up for classes. But actually, we are looking to teach our communities, aren't we? We are looking to impart something. It's not just about giving the four spiritual laws to people. We're looking about sharing the skills and the gifts that God has imparted to us as a people. And there are immediate things we're already doing. There's the Alpha Course, which is just directly gospel. The Alpha Course. And by the way, when you see things underlined on these slides, it's because they're already happening. That's really important, because one of the things you might come back and say, so when is all this going to happen then? So I've deliberately underlined the things that are in progress and in process. And I think the cafe back there was underlined because we've done it. It's happened. And we've only stopped it because we haven't got the capacity, the size of place that we need to really make it viable. But it's a goer. It happened. I want to see it happen again. So Alpha's already happening. The marriage course is already happening. Is up and running now. For every other Thursday in this place, Ian and Teresa are leading a number of couples. Now, I see that as being something that's not just for us, and I'm sure you do too. There are thousands of marriages out there. Tell me where people will get marriage teaching if not here. Where will people go with their marriage? I don't mean when their marriage is in crisis or in problems. Where are they going to go and get help and input and encouragement in how to make a success of their marriage if not here? Not in school. I don't actually see the City of Edinburgh Council running any marriage success courses. I don't see anyone doing that. We have that opportunity, so I won't dwell on that, but that's an exciting thing that we can offer. Positive parenting or parenting courses, whatever you want to call it. Again, where else are people going to go? I know there are more and more of those happening, but where are they going to hear our heart for family and what we have to offer and impart? I'm not saying others are not doing it. Drug-proofing your kids. The community in Bridgeton in Glasgow are successfully helping young people and families to stay away from drugs. Again, we leave it too late in our society. We help people when they're already in the mess. We need to be able to help people stop getting in the mess. As these are all just things I'm throwing out. There might be some of you here who are saying, I'd really like to go and train for drug-proofing your kids course. I'd like to know more about where can I get training, and you can get training. There's training available. So that might be throwing things out for you. Mums and toddlers. Mums with small children who don't get a lot of time free of their kids. Maybe we can help them out. Maybe we can look after their kids while we share with them, while we share some of their heart and their issues with them. That's already happening successfully in a lot of church situations and community situations. It could happen here. A kids club. Picture this. I may be throwing some wobblies here for people, but just picture Sunday morning, people coming to the cafe, main meeting going on upstairs, or whatever. We're busy praising God, or whatever we're doing. But down here, there's people dropping their kids off at the kids club that's going on down here, or the kids work that's going on down here. They're staying around for a coffee. They don't necessarily come upstairs to the meeting, but they can hear what's going on, and they might. It's a different concept. Training, teaching English as a foreign language. There are loads of schools around the city that are charging the earth to people to teach them English. How about loving people by inviting them to come and learn English with us so they can get to know us as well as people? These are all just ideas. IT training, helping people, young and old, to grapple with this strange thing called the computer. Now, I'm not going to do any more on that. You have probably got loads of ideas and thoughts on that, of how we could educate our communities, how we could impart teaching and care to our communities and live Jesus' life to them even before we say anything to them about the good news of Jesus Christ. Promoting him. Upstairs. We were praying here the other evening, and I just had this impression. I'm looking forward to standing on that floor one day up there because I kind of believe I'll be standing on the promises of God. And then, you know the old hymn, standing on the promises. I'll be standing on God's promises. To see that a reality will be like standing on something that at the moment can't be, and yet I believe could be, and I even want to say there will be, if God gives us grace and releases our hearts to do it. But upstairs, how about this idea? Of course we'll have our main meetings and our worship up there and seminars and conferences. Of course it will be a place where we come together as a community. There's no doubt about that. But you know, I had a sudden impression the other day as I was thinking about that place up there. And I saw, and I'm not saying this is a vision from the Lord, all right? Because this could be just my imagination, so don't hang me on this one. But I saw young people dancing their socks off up there. And I don't mean just hip, I don't mean sort of jumping around and spiritual dance. I mean like hip-hop. I mean like salsa. I mean like, I've just looked at you, Paul, and I said, you like salsa, don't you? come on, Paul. We're friends here. You know, it could be all kinds of things happening up there that just joy, they just create joy. And encountering youth as well, getting youth to come in. I know there are some of you, I don't know if you're here today, but there are some in our community who are already working with young people in dance, in schools, in places out there. Why couldn't we have this as a place where that could happen too? Sorry, I'm getting carried away. Gallery, art space. We could set up some exhibitions. You've got artists here, people. I've seen some of your art. It's fantastic. It doesn't have to be us. It can be others as well. But we've got a great space where we could have art down here and up there. You know the score. You know what I'm talking about. A labyrinth. I know Andrew's around somewhere. I keep missing everybody, losing everyone today. But I think Andrew was talking about making a labyrinth. I don't know if you've experienced a labyrinth. Many of you will have. It's a great way of just spending time contemplatively with God, just walking quietly around this pattern and just thinking and praying. That's a possibility. These are all possibilities that we could invite people to come into and be part of. Kaylee space. We have some great Kaylees here. There's Kaylee space. And event space. There could be business people who are looking for a seminar. They want to have a seminar somewhere and they can't find places. There's space there for that. It's ways of serving. And then there's the helping people side. So something that we are looking at is up here where the school is at the moment. You know that the school is going to be moving away to their new place at Wellsprings at New Craig Hall, which David is putting together. It's a great place there that God's given them, and the playground space, it's fantastic. So we're going to have that space released to us, and the vision is to have a meeting place, I think that's what you called it, the meeting place up the top, where there are rooms that you can sit down in and talk on a one-to-one or a two-to-one kind of level. You know, we all fight over the space here in the lounge at the moment. There's no space to meet people in the building apart from maybe one room that's actually private, and that can be quite a pressure. If we're going to be, and we are, and you notice actually, we'll go on to the next one, Joseph, onto the next slide. Yeah, helping people. And the counselling is already beginning to happen. Obviously, some of you have been on that course. Some of you already are counselling. Some of you are already involved in that. If not counselling itself, the listening, the pastoral side of things, just helping people. That space up there, maybe helping people with their financial problems. Wow, that is such a huge issue for our society. Probably almost, I would say almost everyone walking past our front door probably has some kind of financial pressure. Some people who pass our front door are bowing underneath a load of financial pressure. We believe that God can help order finances. We believe that you don't have to live under the pressure of finances. So there's a possibility for that. And then a prayer place here. I still see us having a place. Ooh, that didn't come up. That's interesting. But a prayer place. A place where people can come on an ongoing basis and pray for all the stuff that's going on, because we're going to need that kind of faithful prayer to undergird all of this. For wisdom, for understanding, for tenderness, for compassion, for all these things that are going on, there's going to need prayer. Prayer that's varied. Prayer that is passionate. Prayer That's Passionate. I've got a new book on order that I'm looking forward to getting hold of that Jamie Stewart and Bishop Briggs was recommending to me this week. And it's called Practicing Passion. And it's all about how we can renew passion among us. And I just picked this book up and thought, I must get a copy of that. I think God's calling us to a fresh place of passion. You're saying to me, well, I live away from here. I can see what you're saying about the King's Hall and how we use, but what about beyond that? What about what we're doing out there? Is it all just about containing it in here, in the building? Or is this going to be the be-all and end-all? Are we going to be building-bound? No. As I said, this is the shop window where a lot of the stuff will happen, but it's not the storehouse. It's not the full storehouse. The full storehouse is all of us and what God's gifts are to us and how we're operating, many of us in our everyday lives now, involved in so many different things. Wellsprings, I already mentioned Wellsprings. What Dave's doing out in, that's not come out very well, street actually in the early morning. But Wellsprings is going to be fantastic in terms of reaching out to others. I know if you've got more questions about that, talk to Dave. But you know, they're right on the doorstep of Queen Margaret University. Where is Dave? He said, sorry, Dave, I missed you. You're right on the doorstep of the new Queen Margaret University. You can see it from your living room window. And it's just exciting, the possibilities that there are there. Some of you are going to be at QMU shortly. You might have some people popping around for tea more often than you thought. The whole idea of prayer, of being a place of prayer there. The idea of reaching out to a community that could well grow up there and is destined to grow up there, where there now fields, there'll probably be buildings in the future. There's building going up all the time. So that's something that's already happening. I want to just say business matters with Ian again. You've heard me talk about that before. But Ian's work and those others of you who are working with Ian alongside him in the business community, not doing religious stuff to people, but seeking to help them. Ian, you've got some things coming up, haven't you? What are the kind of issues that you're tackling over the next... Great. Ethics and conflict resolution in the world of business. Not a John 3:16 in sight, but it's here in the heart. So those kind of things are going on beyond this building. Pubs and clubs. I've got a real heart. I don't know where this will go, but I've got a real heart to just go and sit in some pubs and be. Anyone with me on that? But B for Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, the old idea of let's go to the pub and let's talk about, you know, and let's have a worship meeting, I'm not talking about that. I'm already, actually in a sense, it's already happening for me in relationships I'm developing in a pub locally, where I go in, and you've heard me say this before, I get a pint set up for me. It's great. And I walk in knowing what I want now, and sometimes I get it for nothing. Oh, well, you know, not always. I've told him you can't give me a free pint every time I go in there. But it's great that we can just be. We haven't got to try and sell something to people. So there's that idea. Clubs. Some of you go to clubs. What about going together with a group and showing how Christians enjoy themselves, how they have good time in life without having to have the substances that go with it? Prison work. There's the need to reach out to those in prison and actually those who are coming out of prison. I'm not actually able to go to it, but there's a conference that Alpha are doing on working with ex-offenders. If any of you have a heart to get into the thought of working with people coming out of prison, there's a possibility of doing that. Homeless action. Tim, I've lost him again. Tim, you're involved in Grass Market Mission. You do something on a Thursday there. Well, basically, you're being, aren't you? You're being Jesus' life with people down there at Grass Market Mission on a Thursday. Have I got that right? He's being there anyway. You're being there. So if you want to know more about that, ask Tim. Fundraising. Money. Bringing money in for the kingdom of God. You might say, well, I can't go and do all this stuff with people. But actually, I've got some ideas how we could unlock some of the funding that's there. Some of the things we're doing, there will be people who would be willing to give us money for it. But we need people who would say, oh, well, I can serve by actually sitting down with those piles of paper and working through them and getting some of this money released so that we can do the stuff God's calling us to do. That might be what God is calling you to do. community projects out there in neighborhoods and estates. Wherever you live, you may already be involved in doing this. You may know of community projects locally that you could get involved in. I'm particularly thinking of those of you who are not living in the city of Edinburgh. Some of you are out in Middle Lothian. Some of you are in West Lothian. Some of you are on the, you know, are geographically in other places. Why has God put you there? Why did God put you there? And how can you have an effect? And how can we back you up? How can we support you in that as well? That's very important. So that's why I'm saying it's not building bound. It's about looking further. I'm getting there. I'm doing well, actually. I just want to mention, because it's coming up, and actually I'm excited because I was at this meeting yesterday, what's happening next year, Hope 2008, which is... the strap line for Hope 2008. It's a mission initiative, but don't get the word mission confused with old things that used to be done in the name of mission. I'm not talking about crusades. There won't be a circus tent in sight. This is local church-based stuff and churches working together. But Mission 2008, the strap line of it, is the whole church to the whole nation for a whole year. And there are various ideas going with this, that we take things that we're normally doing anyway. For instance, we usually have an Alpha course here in January, calling it Fresh Hope. That there's something we can do in May that we can join in with called A Million Hours of Kindness. A Million Hours of Kindness. We're actually doing all kinds of things, from litter clearing, from painting worn-out benches in parks, from getting involved in youth events, from giving blood. That was one that was suggested yesterday. To go and give blood, and while you are giving your blood, you talk to the phlebotomist, who apparently is the person who takes the blood, and you tell them why you're doing it. You're part of the Hope 2008 thing, you know, where the church is getting involved in social action and being out there in the community, and that's why you're there. And if enough people do that when they go along to Lauriston Place, then they'll get the idea. Oh, the church is actually engaging. By the way, if you have any fear of giving blood or worry about it, please come and talk to me or Ewan, because we will put you right on what happens. It's not terrible. You don't get fangs driven into you and sucked to death, you know. So that's just because some of you are going, oh, I couldn't give blood. I've got actually at the back there, I'm not going to say much more about it, except there's but what is exciting, what is very exciting, is that the meeting that Ian and Tom and I were at yesterday, there are others in Scotland who are taking this up. The Church of Scotland, there were URC people there, Episcopal, Andy Scarcliffe was there, there's a roving Baptist mission guy, different organisations, radio stations, all kinds of people who are getting on board this initiative. And actually, another good thing about this initiative is that it's seeking to work with local police and local government. And I know I was talking to Ali earlier on, he's got a real heart to see that kind of thing happening as well. Our new chief constable of Lothian and Borders is a believer. He's a Christian. He's a member of P's and G's. And he's made no secret of his faith. So this is an exciting thing for us to, if you like, move along with, and a lot of the things I've been talking about this morning will fit perfectly into the Hope 2008 initiative. If you want to know more, I've got a DVD that will run over there where you can look at the kind of thing. It's based on the kind of thing that was done in Festival Manchester and in the Eden Project and in Soul Survivor or Soul in the City that was happening in London in 2004. It's all coming out of that kind of vision to mobilize the church to engage with the community. In closing, then, the word, what is the word services? When you see the word, sorry. Oh, yes, thanks for pointing that out, Bioshko. I forgot to say, one of the things you'll see on the DVD, Joel Edwards, who is the director of the Evangelical Alliance in England, there's a wonderful moment where he says, wouldn't it be wonderful if the community, if the world around us, instead of experiencing a million wagging fingers, experience 2 million open arms. And that's such a classic concept. Instead of experiencing a million wagging fingers, for the world to experience 2 million open arms. Services. Our services, what does that mean to you? When you hear the word services, I tell you what, often as a Christian we think of immediately is what we do here on a Sunday. A service is what we go to, we have services, and we're going to have a service next Sunday, etc. That's how we've thought about services. But I would like services not to be about our meeting, but that when we talk about services, we're talking about what we offer to others. That if we get to a point where we are so missional in our heart and our attitude, where we're so for others, that when we say services, we're talking about what we can give to those beyond church, not our Sunday meetings. And lastly, what's the point of all this? What is the point of all this? It's no less than the publicizing and the promotion and the progression of the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. In case you thought we were losing sight of that, in case you think we're going into just social action, and the whole point of this whole call to us, and not just to us, I really have to emphasize that. This is not something we're trying to experiment on us to do as a church. The churches, the Scottish Network churches, are all seeking to do this. I mean, I was with the core team the other day, and one of the churches there, this is going to maybe shock you, but they were saying, we're doing everything geared to community, including our worship. So if non-Christians come in and play in our band, that's okay. I went, ooh. But actually, they're not the only ones. I've heard of another church that invite young people who are not yet believers, friends, to come in and make music with them when they're doing their worship practices. And what do? They get their guitars out and they get their pianos, they get their drums, and they're being discipled. No one's saying to them, you've got to believe Jesus. They're saying, come and make music with us. And it just happens that the music they're making is music that worships God. Why not? So what I'm saying there is that this is something that isn't just about what we're trying to do as a community. This is linked with what's going on across this city, across the nation, and across the nations. And that should encourage us that together with the Church of Jesus Christ in Scotland, in the UK, in Europe, we can make a difference. Jesus can make a difference. Let's just pray for a moment. Lord, I've flung a lot of stuff out this morning, a lot of ideas and thoughts. I know that a lot of them are things that are already happening. I thank you for that, for those folks who are engaged. Even things that I've not mentioned today that are represented here. People who are giving their lives, their hearts, their time into this whole thing of being for others, being there for others, living Jesus' life out in the midst of the people around us. Father, as we continue this day, would you just develop that in our hearts? Would you catch light to something among us? Lord, where we are, even where we're finding it hard to tie in with this, Lord, would you speak to us? Would you encourage us? Would you lead us in the direction you want us to go? So that together, as a community, we can see our city, our communities, wherever we are, impacted for the sake of the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. Amen.